This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
0937. Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7567. I need to tell you before I do anything else that I want to thank everybody in Canada. As I mentioned, yesterday was my daughter's birthday, and she went up to Niagara Falls on the Canadian side, and they had fireworks for her. Now, some people might think that the fireworks were actually for their Memorial Day, but, you know, I know that they did it just for my kids, so I really appreciate it. And I thank you all. You know, Canadians, you guys have been with me from the very beginning, and I really appreciate it, and thanks for taking such good care of my dog, who is now officially 4 years older than I am. She doesn't get the math. I don't understand. You know, I thought I brought her up better than that. And today, just for her, is Devil's Food Cake Day. So there you go. Actually, birthday was yesterday. But, you know, I think the day after your birthday is almost as important because you've kind of officially launched yourself. It's kind of like the day after you get back from your honeymoon, day after your wedding, day after your graduation. So it feels like, okay, now we really begin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's launched with fireworks. speaking of launching, in 1499, Catherine of Aragon was married by proxy to the Prince of Wales. She was 13, he was 12. Apparently, that's all Romeo and Juliet were. Well, I guess she was an older woman, but Romeo and Juliet supposedly were 12 and 13.
I was going to say, they got them started pretty early.
Well, yeah, and the idea that marriage sort of was kind of an interesting notion because... puberty probably, as much as we can tell, that puberty probably didn't hit till, well, we figure at the time of Christ that puberty hit probably around 19. And given that your life expectancy was 30 and that 50% of women died in childbirth, I mean, so your procreative years were pretty limited. So getting married at 12 and 13, I mean, you know, there are places in the world still where I think India is, well, I don't know if India still is one of them, but they have, I think it may be. I think India may have actually outlawed child brides, but it's a fairly recent kind of phenomenon where people can be, marriages can be arranged essentially at birth. And one of the difficulties is that if the husband dies before, you know, before the kid is really of age, the woman is basically left a widow. And, I mean, it's a very complicated system. Women as chattel doesn't work very well in society. I mean, it might have at one point, unless you happen to be a female. But it certainly doesn't very much anymore. Speaking of not working very well, 37 years later, Anne Boleyn in 1536, who was the second wife of Henry VIII, Anne of 1,000 Days, right, was beheaded for adultery, treason, and incest.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was busy.
Well, yeah, apparently, I mean, you know, when he didn't produce, when a wife didn't produce, Catherine of Aragon was actually the first, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anne produced Elizabeth, I think. And so Anne was very, and then there was Jane Seymour. I just saw Wolf Hall. But Anne, in the movies, is presented as kind of this victim, this sort of charming young woman who didn't produce a male heir. And as we now know from Biology 101, that it was Henry that couldn't produce that he was the one, he has to contribute the X to her Y, that she only has Ys. So he has to give her an X for there to be a boy. So Henry kept killing all these wives for not giving him a male heir, and it was really his problem.
Okay.
But he was the king, so if you're the king, it's never your problem.
Right.
So, but in Wolf Hall, the play and the book, Anne is presented as kind of this little snippety, bratty, kind of little snotty person who, and Jane Seymour was one of her ladies in waiting. Henry was not a nice guy. I mean, on the other hand, he's presented in Wolf Hall as kind of a fool more than anything else. Most places he's presented as wicked. But this is really the Tommy Cromwell story to a very large extent, which is a whole different take on history. Anyway, so goodbye, Anne. In 1780, this is kind of an interesting phenomenon because we talk about global warming and pollution and whatever. In 1780, okay, well before cars, a combination of thick smoke and heavy cloud cover causes complete darkness to fall on eastern Canada and the New England area of the United States at 10:30 in the morning. Like darkness at noon, although darkness at noon was about an eclipse and the murderer of the Archbishop, but that's a different thing. John Quincy Adams signed the Tariff of 1828, strangely enough, on this day in 1828, protecting wool manufacturers in the United States. I don't know if that was the first tariff or not. Probably not, but in 1848, Mexico ratifies the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, ending the war and ceding California, Nevada, and Utah and parts of four other modern-day U.S. states to the United States for $15 million.
Huh.
I mean, that's kind of a good deal.
Yeah.
I think part of Texas as well. Oscar Wilde was released from Reading Jail in 1897. This is kind of a cool one. Again, talking about our Canadian buds there. Parks Canada was the world's first national park service. Was established as the Dominion Parks branch under the Department of the Interior. So good for them.
Yeah.
Congress in 1921 passed the Emergency Quota Act. Not a good idea, establishing national quotas on immigration. And we're still sort of suffering, I think, under a part of that.
Yeah.
On 43, Winston Churchill and Roosevelt set May 1st as the date of the Normandy landings. D-Day would later be delayed over a month due to bad weather. We knew about that because we saw the James Garner movie. So it's D-Day the 6th of June. So it was delayed almost five weeks. Now, this is something... I could give you the hint. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, I know what that is.
All right, tell him.
That is when, I don't remember the year, but...
I'll give you the year, 1962.
Yeah, it was when Miss Marilyn Monroe sang happy birthday to one John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the President of the United States.
Remember where?
I don't remember where.
Madison Square Garden.
Oh, is that the garden, huh?
Uh-huh.
I never actually knew that.
Yeah, she was supposedly sewn into the dress. She had no underwear underneath it, and it's the one that... it's not clear whether they were having the affair at the time. Most people think they were, or that it happened just after that. And then he sort of handed her off to Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I know, different times. Different. In 1963, the New York Post Sunday magazine published Martin Luther King's letter from Birmingham jail. So it was a pretty vibrant time. Yesterday, our discussion about Mars. In 1971, the Mars probe Mars 2 was launched by the Soviet Union 44 years ago. So it's taken up. Mars has been on our mind for a long time.
Yeah.
This is probably my favorite thing of the day. Michael Larson, who was a contestant on the television game show Press Your Luck, which I knew nothing about in 1984, exploits a bug in the prize board and wins over $110,000. I mean, don't you love that?
So he found a problem.
Exploiting a bug.
Yeah, so he found a problem on the prize
board. Well, he was a contestant. Let's see if we can figure out what it actually was, because it would be helpful to know that just in case you're ever on a quiz show. I actually knew some people... who were on a quiz show who won some money. It was created by Bill Carruthers, premiered in 1983, ended in 86. Contestants collected spins by answering trivia questions and then used the spins on an 18-space game board to win cash and prizes. The person who amassed the most in cash and prizes at the end of the game won. Peter Tamarkin was the show's host, and Rod Roddy was the primary announcer. Come on, I want to know about the scandal, known as the Whammy. I'll see if I can find out what the scandal was. I'm going to try and figure this out because I want to know. And you do too. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-375-69. All right, I did find out about Michael Larson. At the time, the top prize was $25,000, and then at one point they increased it to $15,000. It was basically a board game. Paul Michael Larson won $110,237, which is equal to about $250,000 today, in cash and prizes. at the time, the largest one-day total ever won on a game show. Here's how he won. This is why they're saying it was a fluke. I'm not sure it was really called, it would really be called a fluke, but he memorized the patterns used on the game board. So, I mean, in casinos, it's called counting cards, and I think it's considered illegal if they catch you at it. I don't know why it would be. It's just using your brains. He used his cash winnings for taxes and real estate investments. He got in trouble with the law and got involved in some illegal schemes. He lost all of his winnings and migrated to Florida, where he died at 49 of throat cancer. His game has reaired on TV at various times. It inspired the 2003 Game Show Network documentary Big Bucks, The Pressure Luck Scandal. Because, I guess it was considered a scandal. They actually, if you Google him, they show you how he, apparently, before he was on Pressure Luck, he recorded the episodes. And through a careful study of the light indicator used for its 18-square big board, he discovered that it always moved in one of five looping patterns. This meant that by memorizing these patterns, or at least parts of them, he'd be able to predict which squares the indicator would move to next. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I sort of applaud that. I guess other people necessarily wouldn't. And they certainly got a lot of publicity on it. He discovered that the fourth and eighth squares always contain cash. Well, that's good to know. And most importantly, never had a whammy in them. Square number four also hid the highest dollar values for any given round and the second round. And both of these squares were also rewarded contestants with an extra spin. So basically, you just had to remember where the cash was, where the whammies weren't. So he used he figured out how to do it, and how to get the extra spins. In the second round he could play for as long as he dared and never had to stop at a whammy if he managed to follow the patterns he discovered. So he took all of his money to go to L.A., went to and auditioned. They basically discussed whether to have him on the show after his tryout interview. They were suspicious in his reasons for trying out. That Edwards was, but Carruthers, who was the supervisor, was Bobby Edwards. The executive producer was Carruthers. So Carruthers wasn't suspicious. Said, "Okay, let him go on. He's booked for the show." And was the fifth taping of that day today in 1984 intended as a Friday episode. For the rest of his life, he would say that he regretted not listening to Edwards, which he shouldn't have done it, apparently. While waiting in the green room, he met a Baptist minister booked for the fourth taping, and they struck up a conversation. Long recalled that at one point, Larson, who had watched Pressure Luck a lot, asked him how many times he had seen the show. When Long replied he had only seen it once, Larson responded by looking at him, though he were from another planet. Soon Long was called to go on the show, and as he left, Larson said to him, "I really hope we don't have to play each other." As it turned out, Larson would in fact have to face Long, who won $11,000, and a dental assistant named Janie Lutras. And then they go through the whole thing about the first round and the second round. I don't think we need to go into all that. But the show's producer, while he was running up the score, contacted the daytime programming department. And they said something was wrong. Here was this guy from nowhere, and he was hitting the bonus box every time. It was bedlam, I can tell you, and we couldn't stop this guy. He kept going around the board and hitting that box. Sure, he knew exactly where it was. The program's producers met to review the videotape. They noticed he immediately celebrated after many of his spins instead of waiting the fraction of a second it would take for a contestant to see and respond to the space he or she had stopped on, effectively showing he knew he was going to get something good. He also noticed that he had an unusual reaction to his early prize, a Kauai trip, which was out of his pattern. He initially looked puzzled, smiling, and clapping after a pause. Man, that's money-winning quarterbacking. They initially refused to pay him, considering him a cheater. However, they couldn't find a clause in the game's rules which to disqualify him, because the board had been constructed with these patterns from the beginning of the series, and the network complied. Because he had surpassed the CBS winnings cap, as I said, it was $25,000. He was not allowed to return for the next show. The five light patterns on the big board were erased and replaced with five new ones for about a month. Then, to make sure no one was memorizing these, they were again replaced with five new patterns for another month. Finally, in August, new software was installed, which gave the board a total of 32 patterns, effectively ensuring that no one would ever duplicate his trick. His appearance was split into two episodes, which aired the 8th and the 11th in 84. Then they suppressed them for 19 years. They said it was one of their biggest embarrassments. When the USA Network bought the rights to rerun Pressure Lunk, they insisted the Larson episode must not be aired. In 2003, they were allowed to air the episode, which included a few previously edited out portions as part of the two-hour documentary called Big Bucks, The Pressure Luck Scandal, hosted and narrated by Pressure Luck host Peter Tomerkin. The documentary was produced and aired in association with Lionsgate and broke all previous viewership records for the network. The original telecast was dedicated to the memory of Bill Crothers, producer, who had died before the airing. So see, So Crothers made two mistakes. First of all, he let the guy on, and then he didn't air it. I mean, it would have done great, you know, great numbers. The opponents were invited back, playing against his brother. Despite the board was now more random. It was called Larson Proof. There was no way the same trick could have been performed. Long and Leitrus, who had remarried and took the surname Leitrus Dakin, still lost. When Larson hit the big bank space on his first spin in the first round, Long proceeded to joke with the host that he'd seen this before. So there you go.
There you go.
They finally shown in rotation on special occasions when the networks ceased showing Pressure Luck in March 2009. The Big Bets documentary included additional footage from the original tape that had been edited out. It was also in... a feature in the July 2010 broadcast of American Life. He went on to become the manager at a local Walmart in Dayton and Bellbrook and Xenia, Ohio. He ran a promotions and marketing company, Group Dynamics Downline, out of his Lebanon home. And he heard about a local radio show, da-da-dum, promotion offering a $30,000 prize for matching $1 bill serial number with a random number read out on the air. He withdrew his remaining winnings in dollar bills, examined each dollar, redeposited roughly half of the money. He left around $50,000 at his house, which would be stolen in a robbery while he was attending a Christmas party. Man, I guess your karma comes back. I don't know. He was involved in an illegal scheme to sell part of a foreign lottery. Went on the run.
Huh. Wow.
Interesting story, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Who knew? Yeah, so there you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver. The number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I have a son. Well, first time in my 70s, early 70s, I was married to my son's father, who I'm concerned about, for 35 years. He was manic depressive and an alcoholic.
Your husband or your son?
My husband. My son is one of six children. He's 40 years old. He's the only one who didn't go on to college or do anything to really prepare himself for life.
Which number is he in the family?
Number five.
Okay.
He was the last one for 7 years, and then I had another one, and he didn't like that. He did work for at least 3 or 4 years. He did have jobs when he was younger, too. When he was 23, I told him that after his birthday, he was going to have to move out because he had to take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe in this.
Okay, so what's going on today? That was 17 years ago.
He is not working. He has some money that he saved, but he only goes out of the house to...
Wait a minute, out of which house?
His apartment.
Okay, so he's not living with you.
Right.
Okay.
He only goes out of his apartment to buy food. He's taking care of himself. He shaves. He is clean. He is eating well.
Okay, so
he won't even go to the park or do anything. And he needs to go to work and to have a life. And he said that he's tried it and it hasn't worked. And he just...
He's tried what, working?
Yeah, and living a life. And, you know, functioning with other people and things like that.
Has he always been a recluse?
I wouldn't say he was a social butterfly, but he didn't have an extreme amount of friends. He had friends when he was young, but not a lot.
So what's the question to me, Terry?
What can I do?
I don't think there is anything I can do either. Listen, do you think he's depressed?
Yes.
Okay. One of the possibilities is to say to him, how much money did he... When's the last time he worked?
I would say about 2 years.
Okay, and
he has his own business where he was selling some cards or something.
All right. So does he have? Do you have any idea how much money he has?
He said he has enough for another 2 years.
Okay.
I don't know how.
So all right, fair enough. Let's assume that's true. So in 2 years, what's going to happen?
Well, he said it wouldn't be pretty. I said, you can't take your life. I said, that would not be fair to anyone else.
Well, I mean, I think that's probably true, but I'm not sure that he would do it, number one, and I'm not sure, number two, that you saying that that's not okay would make any difference whatsoever. So it would seem to me, Terry, one of the things you can say is, look, I love you, you're my kid, and if you'll see a therapist, I'll pay you. I'll pay you for every visit that you see to a therapist. And the idea is not to pay him enough money that he doesn't have to get a job, but pay him enough money so it's a bribe. That basically bribery is just the fine art of helping someone to understand why it's in their best interest. He's playing you like a Stradivarius. But I think what you need to do is understand that you love him, but it doesn't do any good to do something that makes you feel better and in the long run sort of damages him. So I'd say to him at this moment, look, you've got 2 years. I think you're depressed. I'm not trying to make you a social butterfly, but I'm your mom, and if the roles were reversed, if I was staying in the house, you thought I was depressed, you'd try your best, because you love me, to get me to go see a therapist and see if there's not a way of making your life work better for you. Well, I'm your mom, and here's the deal. When you're ready, I will pay you, and you and I can talk about how much, or you can tell me how much you want, doesn't mean you have to agree to it, Terry, to go and see a therapist, because I think it's a very valuable sort of investment in your future, and then you have to wait for him to do it. But you can't wrap him up, and as I said, he's playing you. I mean, do I think there's some real pain here? Yes, ma'am, I do. But he's also sort of making you worry about it. Whenever he calls and says it won't be pretty, he feels better, you feel worse. And if you're asking me, if a 40-year-old man decides he really wants to kill himself, can you stop him? No. You can delay it. You can, lock him up someplace, although getting people involuntarily committed is not easy and shouldn't be easy. But I would deal with them now. I would say, look, if the roles reversed, if you felt I was depressed and you were worried about me, and I know you love me in the same way I love you, that you try to do something about it. Here's my effort. If you go see a therapist, and for every visit, you tell me how much money you want. And if he'll give you a number, you've got him. All right? Don't tell him the number. Ask him what the number should be. All right? See what you get. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I'm having problems with my 10-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She's not, as you would say, anorexic yet, but I think she's heading in that direction, and I really don't know what to do about it.
All right. How many kids do you have?
I have three.
Ages?
They're 15. The one I'm talking about is 10, and then I have a 6-year-old.
Are they all from the same parents?
Yes.
Okay. Is anybody in the family heavy?
No.
Okay. Are all three of the children females?
Yes.
Okay. What do you see your daughter? I mean, everybody have. How would you describe body type?
Well, the middle child that I'm talking about is on a little bit on the chubbier side, but it's nothing that any doctor has thrown up any red flag for. She's a little bit heavier than her two siblings. Her two siblings are rail thin.
Are you thin or a little chubbier?
I'm thin.
What about dad?
Dad's in really good shape. The whole family, basically.
So where does the chubbiness come from? Grandparents or something?
No. When she was a baby, she was diagnosed with a epidermoid brain tumor in her brainstem. She was put on numerous amounts of steroids when she was 1, 2 years old, which made her gain a lot of weight. And back then,
the doctor said that, you know, because of the massive amount of weight she gained, she's really going to have a hard time losing it. She'll probably end up growing into the weight instead of losing a lot of it. And that's exactly what she's done. I mean, over the past 7 years, she's thinned out enormously. But she's still a little bit on the chubbier side.
Does she work out?
She is the most active kid in the house.
Is she careful about her food?
Yeah, she does have a healthy appetite, though. She has a healthier appetite than the other two. But I chalk that up to, you know, she's the one that's the most active. She's in baseball.
Well, what does she want to do? When you say that you can see her moving toward anorexia, what do you tell me? What behavior makes you suspicious about that?
She will not eat at dinner time. And it's usually, you know, there's some days where she'll come home from school and she'll be crying. She'll be crying because she said she got teased by this girl that said she was fat.
Okay.
And then she doesn't want to eat dinner. Or she'll come up to me and she'll say, "Mom, how many calories is in this?"
Okay.
Or that.
I got it. All right. So what if instead of sort of saying, "No, no, you're fine," in a family of skinny people, what if we sat your daughter down and said, "Look, this is what happened to you. You had this kind of unfortunate experience when you were born, and this is how we had to deal with it, and this is the result. But look, let me show you your baby pictures. Let me show you 5 years ago. Let me show you a year ago. That you, in fact, are growing into your body. And when somebody says you're fat, what I would do is whip out the pictures and say, 'You want to see fat? I'll show you fat.'" In other words, instead of denying her history, her legend, and herself and her body, what if we said to her, "You know what? You're right. That we had a choice. The doctors had a choice of either putting you on something that would make you healthy but heavy for a while, or letting you die. You know what? Guess what we decided. So here's the deal. Yeah, you're right. You're going to be a little heavier than your sisters. But let me show you the progression. Now, if you want, you work out, you're healthy. And what we see is the progression here. And I will make you a deal. When you hit adolescence, if you're still feeling uncomfortable about your weight, then we'll do something about it. In the meantime, let's talk about healthy choices for food. Let's talk about, because you're still growing. And you're not growing out, you're growing up.
Right.
So instead of sort of treating her, I mean, I know she's only 10, and I know there's a part of you that says, "Well, I don't want to really go through her medical history because it's going to make..." I think it would be a comfort to her, because what she does is she looks around and says, "Damn, everybody here is skinny. America's skinny. What is cute to be is skinny, and I'm not skinny. What am I going to do about that?" I would explain to her, here's the situation. You are right. You started in a different place than most kids. But let me show you the progression. Let me show you what's happened. Let me show you what is going to happen. And, you know, let's have a cutoff point that if you can sort of tolerate this for a year or two, then here's what we get. In the meantime, let you take a healthy food course. You can become the family chef. So instead of sort of denying her concerns, which are very real, I would give her the information for her to understand it. And when somebody at school gives her a hard time, says, "You know what, I had a tumor. This is why I did this. You want to make fun of me? You make fun of my tumor." I mean, give her the information. Give her the arsenal to help her understand not only herself, but to help her explain herself. And I think you'll have a happier, healthier kid.
Yeah, no, she does know about her history. And
yeah, but show her the pictures.
Okay.
Give her the proof and let her take the proof and make it. You can say, "Look, if you want to, you can make it an album. And if you want to, you go to school and do a presentation."
That's
give her
good.
The information, because what we're really talking about, Kathy, in its broadest sense, it's self-esteem. All right? We're not talking,
right.
And kids can be, as you know, very wickedly cruel, especially about this age, to one another. So give her the method for explaining herself in a way that makes her feel good about herself as opposed to defensive.
Okay.
All right?
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
and
you.
If it doesn't work, you can either call me back, you can have her call me. Fair enough?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight.
B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Good time to give me a holler. Although, actually, what you may want to do is wait just a couple minutes because we're just about to the end of this hour. So unless you have a very quick question and or you can afford to sort of hang on over the break, you may want to just wait a couple minutes and then start next hour with me. But whatever's, you know, whenever I say don't call now, then people do. So, all right. So we were talking with my caller about bribing her son, and it turns out there's an article today that says in the future will your doctor pay you cash to take your pills or quit smoking, and this is not a new idea. But it's interesting that they're beginning to talk about it a great deal more. They're saying that they've done two experiments. They should have called me. All right. In the New England Journal of Medicine, they had 2,500 participants. Researchers offered rewards up to $800 to employees of CVS to get them to quit smoking. Nearly everybody accepted the challenge.
In a randomized trial, patients divided into four groups with a different type of financial incentive and were all given typical care for smoking cessation, including free nicotine replacement therapy. At 6 months, the rate of smoking abstinence, people who quit, ranged from basically just under 10% to about 16% for those who had cash incentives, while those who were not offered any money had a 6% improvement. So that's, you know, that's 50 to 200% difference. I mean, that's a significant difference. Interestingly enough, the biggest improvement was in the group that had the most to lose. Duh. And was asked to give researchers a deposit of $150 that would be refunded if they reached the six-month mark without smoking. This group received $200 at 14 days, $200 at 30 days, and $400 at 6 months. So the point being, if you had, you have to have a dog in the race. It's interesting because I was talking to somebody, as many of you know, I have a foundation, and I've figured out a particular way of dealing with it, which I will share with you at some point, but not necessarily terribly relevant at this moment. And I said that, you know, people had to pay a $50 application fee, which would be refunded once they got into the program, or if they weren't involved in the program. I mean, the idea is not to collect the $50. The idea is to have a dog in the race. So the idea being that somebody put down a deposit of $150 means it's kind of like if you join a health club and you bought some new gear, that you're much more likely to go to the health club just because you have a dog in the race. There are other studies that suggest less successful outcomes. They had one in Brooklyn and one in Washington. One offered HIV patients up to $280 a year to take their pills daily. The other offered people $25 to take an HIV test and $100 to come back to get the results. They said they were disappointed and tried to figure out whether the more money would help. Some models showed that a $5,000 a year could be the magic number of whether or not it would work for patients with certain demographics. Well, I mean, the idea is, you know, I don't know that it has to be $5,000 a year, which is what, divided by 12, it's just $400 a month. So, I mean, which is $100 a week, a little less than that, right? But the point being that for $25, I mean, presumably, that's not going to guarantee compliance one way or the other. I mean, that probably has to be a little bit more than basically what's chums change. And you could say, and I would certainly not disagree, what these are people who should be doing this because it makes some sense. It's their personal well-being. It makes sense. But it turns out compliance is a major issue. And we talk about it all the time here because especially when people are taking something like an antidepressant and expect that there to be instant results, and what's instant is the side effects. So that's the problem as opposed to the, you know, the effects that say, you know, the positive effects. There's also, let's see, what I have, here's the other story that I wanted to share with you just because this is my opportunity to whine to you, really. They have a, that Manny did this for me just because this is his equivalent of the funky chicken dance. What is the worst city for mosquitoes? I swear to you. I looked out my window this morning, and I swear to you, there was a mosquito with a big sign saying, "She's here, folks." I mean, I didn't open my window, but I swear it was a mosquito. And it's really early. I don't even know that anybody else has had mosquitoes. All right, so they're saying Chicago is second. Washington, D.C. comes in third. But Atlanta is the worst city in the U.S., probably because it's southern. I mean, Chicago doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me because it's kind of windy and it's not necessarily as cold. Washington and Atlanta are both kind of muggy cities. Let's see. All right, we've got, so the top three, Atlanta, Chicago, Washington, Detroit, Motown, Houston, Raleigh-Durham, Boston, Dallas, Charlotte, Nashville, Memphis, Grand Rapids. Who would have thought Grand Rapids?
Minneapolis has got to be on that list somewhere because there's lakes everywhere up here.
Yeah, you're getting there. Miami, Richmond, Minneapolis, and New York. So Minneapolis and New York are 15 and 16.
Huh.
But since you and I, do you get mosquito bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. If I'm not wearing sleeves or
oh, yeah. I swear to you, they call it the Joy Buffet. Around here, you know, there's invite me to barbecues just so to keep the mosquitoes off other people.
Well, I told you about the deal with the family reunion last summer down in about sorry, about an hour outside of Memphis in Mississippi. My uncle owns like 10 acres of land. He's, you know, he's been retired for about 15 years now, but he owns like 10 acres of land, and it's where he's at is about, I want to say about 10 miles east of the Mississippi River, and it just gets muggy as you can even imagine down there. And there's mosquitoes just everywhere. I mean,
you can saddle some of them. Yeah,
yeah, it's like a
mosquito farm.
It's like a herd of locusts. Like you know, you see those movies where you have locusts everywhere, and you know that, those.
It's called the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it is, except it's mosquitoes. Yeah, it's not, you know, but yeah, it's rough. If you don't spray. Some sort of spray.
I swear to you, I got a mosquito bite this morning. And, I put in my windows over the weekend for a little bit of time just because I felt like the house was getting kind of stuffy. But I think I'm going to have to go to AC. All right, to finish up the list, we've got Cleveland, Greenville, and Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Asheville, North Carolina. They're all three tied for 18. Albany and, well, I guess they can actually consider them. Greenville, Spartanburg, you can consider more or less. Cleveland, Akron, they sort of hyphenate. Well, so Minneapolis-St. Paul is obvious, but then they've got Knoxville, Tennessee, that's the bottom one, Albany, Schenectady. So you and I are in the top 20, but not a whole lot higher than that, which is, I don't know, doesn't make me feel a whole lot better. But
I think the kind of winters we have up here in Minnesota is the only thing that keeps it from being higher up on the list.
Well, presumably here too, because you have cold winters, and we've had a very cold winter, but we've had a dry winter, and usually we haven't had any water, we haven't had any rain.
Because it gets humid up here, and we've got lakes all over the place.
Yeah, you have lakes. All right, well, I'll send the mosquitoes to you. Go to the Manny Buffet. Ignore the Joy Buffet. All righty, 855-993-7569. Give me a call on Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal